And now,
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant. News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing. I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Catch Damon Friday and Saturday in Dallas at the Muse. Chicago, get ready. Get your tickets for the New Year's Eve party at the Star Plaza, starring Damon, the Shy Lights, and the OJs. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a story that proves hell hath no fury, like an old scorned woman. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as illegal Mexicans wearing Afro wigs now. Mi negro. No, mi negro. Concerned about this Trump situation. But check this out. A 60-year-old woman who resides in the village of Sable Chase is free after posting a $1,000 bail. She was arrested after a surveillance video of her doing damage to the property of her ex-boyfriend, who resides in the village of Sunset Point. Diane Frank, the 60-year-old ex-girlfriend, was upset, so she drove to the boyfriend's house. She threw a brick at the window. It didn't bust the window, but it chipped the glass. You know, she's 60 years old. Then she took a stone and she sliced up his screen door. She'll show him. And then she threw eggs at the man's house. Now, this man lives on a street called Hartsville Trail. Now, this story doesn't say why she was so upset, but what it does tell me is Diane Frank is white.
Why?
Because of those nice-sounding community names, Sable Chase Village and Sunset Point. She definitely wasn't on 79th and King Drive in Chicago doing this. Now, the whole throwing of the eggs also tells me she's not a black woman, because black women ain't wasting food like that. And a black woman ain't trying to be your girlfriend at age 60, especially if she lives on Astor Way somewhere in Sable Chase Village. Seriously. So she paid the $1,000 bill, and she is out of jail. As serious as a Donald Trump job interview.
Wow.
Yeah, you really don't have to be qualified, apparently. You just come on in. So, now check this out. Now, this next story is not from Florida, finally. It's a Canadian man. He's employed by a gold mint service. Now, he's accused of stealing $165 worth of gold from his workplace. Now, his job on the workplace was to melt down gold items, you know, like gold coins and jewelry and gold bars purchased by the mint, and get them down to their purest form. Now, once he melted it down, he's supposed to take a ladle, test the gold. With the little ladle of gold that he takes out, it's called a puck. These pucks are supposed to be tested for purity and then put back into the mix. But this brother had a better idea. He said, well, since he already took it out, he gonna keep it. So he took the gold to a gold seller and told them that he was getting these gold nuggets to sell so he could build his parents a home in Jamaica. So he did this 18 times. Now, mind you, one gold puck is worth $7,500.
Nice.
So, he had $165,000. Now, each employee leaving his workplace has to be scanned by a walkthrough detector. But he was the only person that beeped. In fact, he beeped the record 28 times. But when they beep, then they wand you. But the wands are not as sensitive as the walkthrough, so the wand wouldn't detect anything. And it didn't detect it because he was carrying these pucks out in his rectum.
Oh.
So, yes. So he was sticking them in his behind and walking out the job with them. Now, the judge of the case, named Peter Duty, of all names, I promise you I'm not making it up, he said he'll allow him to make restitution. So they said he can do restitution, but the refund that cannot be in that gold, because they definitely don't want that back. He got to pay cash or something. The case is still pending. And that is your seriously ignorant news, live from Chicago. Oh.
Nobody says, hey, he's walking funny.
Yeah.
How big were the nuggets?
About the size of a golf ball, actually.
Yeah, that would make
And he did this 18 times. Yeah. He'll be popular in jail.